Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
Test.
Oh, welcome to Hangover Classy.
No. Haunted Classy.
Oh, it's haunted?
Yeah. Well, Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much, this is pretty much the Halloween episode, I guess.
It's after Halloween, though. We're in Turkey country right now. For those who are unaware.
Well, Mr. Burns had done it.
Yes. Am I sure?
Were they the isotopes?
Yeah.
The isotopes have won it. Homer,
Ozzy, and Straw. We're talking softball.
From Maddington
Maine to San Diego, talking softball.
Maddington and Canseco.
Madding League and Canseco.
I don't know their names.
I know you don't know.
Griffey's disgusting swollen jaw.
Steve Sachs had his running with the law. We're talking
Homer,
Ozzy and the Straw. Which is actually based off a real song that's like talking baseball.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember the actual.
Daryl. And he's a professional. They get heckled all the time. One tear.
And then he got busted for cocaine multiple times.
Homer?
No, Daryl Strawberry.
Oh. Yeah.
That's like Pat B's favorite episode of The Simpsons.
It's a good episode.
It's Madding League Sideburns was his. I think it's his like his fantasy baseball team for years.
That's a good name.
Yeah, exactly.
get rid of those sideburns.
I don't think you know what they're talking about.
Yeah. That was good.
I guess it's fitting that it'd be the Halloween episode considering the Bone Tithe just came out yesterday.
Bones.
The Bone Reapers. The Ossiarch Bone Reapers.
They're gonna reap some bone.
I got to see them live and in person yesterday at the old GW
they
store.
They seem very strong.
Yeah.
Remember how I was saying like that catapult's gonna be super fucking good because I don't want to build a single one of them.
Yeah, they're amazing.
They're fucking ridiculous. Like one of the lists that people are already like, yeah, this list is busted. Is the list that's just 3 units of 20 of the infantry, 1 hero, and then 4 catapults.
Well, there you go.
See?
You don't want to buy those catapults.
No, I don't.
I'm sure there's going to be multiple good builds for that army.
Yeah, well, I want to do the Cav army. That's what I want to do. Yeah. I want to just do the skeleton horse. Skeleton horseman!
Yeah, so you could...
Barracuda?
Yes.
I forget.
That's like the ultimate cavalry song.
You think so? Barracuda would be more if I was doing the eel army for the...
That makes sense because Barracuda.
I think for
is a
the
fish.
Yeah. But I think for the
fish.
I think for the Skelebone cavalry, it would be Run to the Hills.
Yeah, that would work
because
run to the hills.
And some skeletons just like jamming out on a flute.
You should get who's the mascot for them? It's not Eddie, is it? Eddie?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's
because I always get confused between the two, Maiden and
Megadeth.
Yeah.
They're fucking mascots almost the same.
I know, that's why I always get confused.
The difference is the Megadeth undead mascot has no hair.
Yeah.
And the Iron Maiden one has the Trooper. Well, no, the Trooper, it's his name is Eddie. Trooper is the picture.
I thought you were talking about Eddie Vedder.
No.
Eddie Vedder. Can we get it? I went to karaoke last night for my buddy's birthday.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of 90s songs. I was very surprised.
You sing, I like the nightlife, baby.
I did not. I did my usual.
She said.
I did End of the World as We Know It. That's my warm up. And then I did Don't Stop Me Now.
That's a good one.
And then that's always a crowd pleaser. And then I end with Gin and Juice.
Nice.
That's my closer.
My one is I belt out Anything for Love.
I don't have the range for Anything for Love.
Yeah, I do my best. I do my absolute best.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Love my Meatloaf. The only song.
Sooner or later, you'll be messing around.
And that's actually a really good one to do because it's very simplistic. Like my My favorite Meatloaf song is Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
That song's hard.
That's a hard song, but it's my favorite song.
It's a good song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
No, Anything for Love is a simple song.
Yeah. Or else you could do Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart.
That's a good one, too.
Because actually, if you slow it down.
Once upon a time, I was falling in love, but now I'm only falling apart. Don't know what to do. A total eclipse of the heart.
Or a total eclipse of the fart, is what I like
true.
To say.
That's true.
When we're driving in the car.
That's true.
And my kids find it hysterical.
I mean, that makes sense. It is a fart joke.
But we, they were doing some 90s ska, and that got me really excited.
Pick it up.
It was like a real big fish, like some like sell out and stuff like that. And I was like, someone needs to do Eve 6.
Knock on wood. Whatever, dude. It's fucking.
Yeah. It's that era. Someone else did.
Isn't it? It has horns in their singing. It's ska.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, no. I don't think Eve 6 has any horns in it, but yes. But someone else did something. I think it was some Google. Hey, Jealousy. And I was like, wow, am I in high school?
That's a bad one.
No way. Hey, Jealousy is.
That's not a karaoke song.
Yeah, but a lot of people got into it.
It's surprising.
Karaoke has changed, man. It's a different landscape than what you're used to.
I don't like it, man. I don't like change.
You
we
gotta
fear
get
change.
All right. Okay, boomer. No.
we fear change.
Did you see that? That's the big thing.
Oh,
now?
It's fantastic.
Yeah. All right, boomer.
It's actually so, it's so amazing because you just like, you don't need to get mad anymore, and you just say, okay, boomer. like whatever stupid shit someone's saying, you're just like, okay, boomer.
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good, like,
it was fantastic.
It's and then someone will come back, like clap back, and be like, all right, Stalin. I'll be like,
yabor. Yeah.
Da. That would be it. All right. So yeah,
vodka.
I was at the games at the GW, and I got to see the All the Bone Tithe sprues. Mm-hmm. It's pretty nice. I mean, I'm not like, I still am not totally sold on fantasy Tyranids, but the I also got to see the Ogre Book.
I love the Boneman.
The Ogre Book, not as strong as I thought it would be. It's still pretty good.
It looks very good. The Ogre Book, people are complaining about the Ogre Book because of their comparison to the Bone Reapers, but I think the Ogre Book is very good. I also think that the fact that they gave them the model, the one thing I've said the only way they could make
the Beast Claw playable
was making their models count as multiple models, which they did. They actually went one step further and made their infantry count as two, which is sick. Very good. Yeah, so now your beasts count as 10 guys and your infantry count as two. So if you bring the Beast Claw list, which is like six of the giant, or maybe it's seven of the real big guys, and then eight of the smaller calf.
Yeah.
You actually have the Mournfangs. You actually have an army that can fucking score objectives. So you might actually be able to play and win a tournament with that army because you can actually stand on things and claim them. Because that was the worst part about them is like you could only like you don't the dude who was playing the Beast Claw Raiders of the tournament was just there to dick around because he like literally couldn't win. Like you actually couldn't, no matter what. He could table you and still lose. Which I did see happen, actually. It was just like some dude just ran up. He ran up to the center to grab the objective for two turns. He scored 3 points, then got tabled and won.
I am officially like tourneyed out. I'm like, I need to take a break from the actual tabletop gaming. I'm done. I'm just like, I'm so burnt out from competition and reading about competitions and looking up like scoreable lists and shit like that. I was reading up on the SoCal Open, right? And I'm like, and midway through the article that I'm reading, because like, the main thing is that the Tau won, and people are losing their shit because the Tau haven't had a new codex. Like, they're an older codex. They were never really competitive. Mm-hmm. You have all of these fucking Space Marine players who are losing their shit over the new codex. It's like, I'd like to return this codex. It's broken and not in the way I want it to be. But yeah, then so they're losing their shit over the fact that the Tau won, and I'm like, well, and then halfway through the list, through the article, I'm going, okay, first off, fuck me for reading this,
yeah,
because this is
that's your fault.
I know. I'm like, why does anybody care about this? It could have been a fluke for all we know, you know, like he's got a bunch of drones. Maybe he just rolled really well, and the other person rolled really shitty. But I mean, they went into it like statistic wise, and I'm like, fuck this, I'd rather read baseball box scores. And second of all, it was I was like, who the fuck cares? It's a fucking toy game where the latest codex usually is the best
people
one.
People care. Yeah. Well, they care a lot.
The newest codex is the best codex. Whoever has the most expensive toys on the table wins.
I heard the Marine Codex was really good.
It is really good. Oh, okay. But it's not broken enough to beat a Tau army. That's the problem.
I don't know. The guy probably just had a good day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He probably
it's
had a good day.
It's a dice game. You can have a good day.
When I was talking with some people at the store, and we were just, you know, BSing around about, like, who's going to be the next Primarch release. And I'm like, well, and we were talking about which Primarchs are alive and blah, blah, blah. It was just, you know, usual game talk, game room talk. And people are like, well, and I was like, well, Vulcan's still alive. And I go, but they're never going to make a model of Vulcan. No one plays Salamanders. And the guy says, like, I don't know. The new codex is really good. I'm like, shut up. Shut up. People will play Salamanders for 3 months until the next codex.
People like Salamanders. They like the green.
They do like the green. I do not like the green. Because it's not there's not a consistent Salamander's green. That's the problem.
It's because they've changed over years.
Over the years, they changed it. It's like Dark Angel's green. Like, there are multiple ways of doing Dark Angel's green.
I remember Dark Angel's green used to be almost black. And now, it's not.
It's a little lighter, yeah. Well, that's my problem. Is
the dangles.
Like the green Marines have always had their greens kind of shifting around, and it's never been a consistent color. Because Games Workshop paints have never stayed consistent.
That's why I like the Blemplars. They're just black.
Black, yeah. They're black. I like Imperial Fist because it's yellow, so no matter what color yellow you make it, you're like, they're fists.
They're piss yellow.
We get it. We get it. We get it. Well, that's the thing. Is like, you got to try and avoid the piss yellow.
No, they're piss yellow. You want to get it in there.
Urine yellow is what I like to call it, not piss yellow. Because pisses can be clear if you're healthy.
Yeah, but then that's your... No, see, if it's healthy, it's urine. If it's real foul looking, it's piss.
I don't know. Urine.
Urine.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? We actually there wasn't the new models revealed before the or after the cast. It was before the cast this time. I saw that. I was like, oh,
actually, we're behind the eight ball or in front of the eight ball.
I assumed you were going to send me a text and be like, yeah, I can't make it. My like legs exploded or something. And I'd be like, yeah, that checks out.
Well, that's kind of where I was almost at until I was out till 2 a.m. And then I got home at 2 a.m. and I was like, fuck, I got to get up and go do this podcast. And I was like, click, time change. I was like, fuck, yes. Daylight savings. You made my week.
It's an extra hour.
Yeah. I mean, I still didn't get a good night's sleep because I was a little hungover, but a little drunk. But and I'm not one of those guys who like drinks heavily and can sleep through the drinking. I'm not that guy.
Oh, no, the last time I drank, I couldn't. The next day, I was completely non-functional.
No, what I mean is like some people can like drink and black out.
Oh,
I can't do that.
I do that because, but the problem is I'll fall asleep wherever I am.
Yeah, my problem, and like if I try to go to sleep when I'm that drunk, I get it's real bad. I'm just spinning around. I'm too old.
Why
for this.
Am I in a bathtub?
Yeah, no, but I wasn't that bad. But I just always have trouble falling asleep when I'm drinking. What was I gonna say? Yeah, for a change, we're in front of the eight ball. Is that the proper? It's like behind the eight balls when you're late, right?
Yeah, I don't think they ever say. I think they only use that if you're late.
Yeah, if you're late. Well, it's behind the eight ball, right?
Yeah, late. But I don't think they ever say in front of the eight ball.
Well, that's why I'm reversing the idiom. Is
I don't think that's a thing, though.
That's like a Seinfeld. Like last week we were talking about Seinfeld. Last time it's like, what is it called falling off the wagon? It should be falling out, getting on the wagon when you're drinking again.
What if you carry the wagon?
What if you carry the wagon? It's like, well, can you be in front of the eight ball? They always say you're behind the eight ball, but can you be in front of it?
What if you are the eight ball?
What if you're doing an eight ball?
No. Nice.
But yeah, we're in front of the eight ball. They're doing the laws. What is it calling it?
Slaves to Darkness.
Well, but what do they call in the release? It's like blood and plunder. I don't know. It's like something.
I don't know. Slaves to Darkness.
Slaves to Darkness.
Those fucking Chaos Warriors are sick as fuck.
Yeah, they're cool. But can you paint the pink? That's the question.
You can paint anything pink.
Yeah, do some Slaaneshi ones. Can you? Are they going to come with detachable peni that you could put on the models?
No, they're not that brave.
It's like the one Ossiarch Bone Reaper guy. Who's like conjuring the spirit. He's like standing on top of a giant skull and conjuring a spirit. Mm-hmm. But he has fingers on his head for some odd reason.
Yes.
And I'm like, is his head made of fingers or is his fingers made of heads? Ooh. He does not know.
I don't like it. I don't like these difficult questions.
Yes. He cannot scream, for he has no mouth, kind of thing. Is his head made of flesh or is his flesh made of head?
Oh, is it that's the house.
The pumpkin.
The gingerbread man.
The gingerbread man.
In the gingerbread house, yes.
Is his house made of skin?
Or is he made of house?
he does not know and he screams. But yeah, the Slaves of Darkness. So they're releasing they're doing some new Chaos Warriors. They have some new Chaos Cav.
He looks like his fucks Chaos too, Warrior as Cav. Well.
They have some new Chaos Warriors. Still no new generic Chaos Marauders yet. That might be part of...
Maybe that's the hidden...
Could be.
They'll be like, and also
the Chaos Marauders, and it's the same fucking guys with the flails, and you're like, God damn it.
Oh, man, that'd be great. It'd be great if it was new... It was brand new models, but they just look exactly the same. Just like the giant, like, over, like...
Giant arms.
Actually, you know what? They can make their torsos bigger, and then smaller legs would be even better. like the ultimate skipping leg day marauders.
Yeah, those old ones, they're almost as bad as Catachans. Almost as bad as the Catachans.
And they're pretty old.
Yeah, but I mean just like the sculpt wise of them. Like, they're not terrible, but they're pretty bad. They're pretty bad.
They also look worse depending on how you build them too.
Yeah,
and like swords and shield, weapon and shield, they look the least bad.
Yeah. With the flails, they look pretty bad.
Yeah, they look pretty
bad. And also, they're not one of those models that benefits really well from a great paint job. Because, like, a bad paint job, they look horrible. A mediocre paint job, they look still pretty bad. And a great paint job, they just look mediocre.
Yeah.
So, it's not like, even, like, with the best paint job, you're just still like, yeah, but they're...
Look at them.
They look like they're really into UFC. I can't handle this. Did you hear Trump got booed at the SoCal Open?
The SoCal Open.
I was thinking about making that joke earlier, but I forgot it, so I was going to make it now. They're like, and now for the opening of the SoCal Open, President Donald Trump. Boo!
I imagine if he showed up to a 40K tournament, there would just be a huge climax of the players.
Well, maybe, and also, I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to stop right there. 40K tournament. So I mean, the Slaves of Dark, it's gonna be good. I mean, I literally said, this is, they're just gonna combine all of the Chaos Codexes is what they're doing, with the exception of the Khorne and the very specific powers one. So it's like, it's just gonna be the Archeon book. It's gonna be all of the Chaos stuff that's unaligned.
Yeah,
it's just gonna be thrown into there. I wouldn't be surprised if in the book there is like a Dark Oath, like Dark Oath Marauders or whatever they're called, Dark Oath Warriors. And it turns out that they're literally the old sculpts they're just reselling. And
finally,
I was talking with, hold on just a second. My
cord is wrapped around. Shreks?
There we go.
Shreks?
Yes. No, I was talking with Tim over at the Games Workshop store. And he was lamenting the fact that Cities of Sigmar came out. And I'm like, why? It's an amazing book. And he's like, yeah, but Games Workshop had the opportunity to redefine what humans look like in the Age of Sigmar. For the first time in like fucking 30 years, we can redesign the humans. And here they come out poofy pants.
I mean, I like the poofy pants.
I like the poofy pants too. But I think that's because we're used to it, you know? And it's like, they're still getting and he was like, yeah, but hopefully in the future you could come out with some like very specific looking humans.
I always really liked the White Knight or the White Wolf City people that did the Vikings in plate. Those guys were cool.
Oh, like the Knights of the White Wolf?
Yeah, yeah. They had an infantry too. They
were cool. Yeah, the Tutujin Guard.
Yes, Tutujins.
Yeah, those are expensive fucking models. Yeah. I have 40 of them at home.
Yeah.
Because I'm me. And I have
It's an Empire model, so I assume you have some.
I have a lot. You know how many great swords models I have at home?
Probably too many.
I have... So, the 5th edition ones, the ones with the really poofy pants, I think I have 30.
Nice.
The 6th edition ones...
Are those the ones in the, like, the bow-legged, like, holding their sword down pose?
Yeah, kind of. Some of them have it up. Some of them, you know, they're multiple different poses, but they have really poofy... I mean, like they have poofy beyond poofy pants.
They have, like, Rickett legs, don't they?
Kind of. I mean, but they're old Perry sculpts, so they all kind of have that pose.
I have to hear with these damn Ricketts.
It's because they're not getting enough vitamin C, is basically what... No, vitamin D,
vitamin
right?
H. I don't know. It's in onions. If you eat onions, it's good for your Ricketts. Or maybe that's gout.
Gout is the... Maybe. I don't know. Ricketts is the one you don't get from, you get from no sunlight.
Maybe.
So I think that's vitamin D.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scurvy is the one you get rid of with the vitamin C.
Yar, scurvy.
We should ask the British people. They have all these diseases anyway. Mainly because they're maritime empire. But the sixth edition.
Well, you know the sun doesn't set on the British Empire.
No. It's, the sun doesn't shine in the British Empire, apparently, now.
Well, so, yeah. Now.
Yeah. Because it's just always cloudy and rainy. Yeah. I don't know. We have awful fucking weather here right now. This is the worst Halloween I've seen in all, I can, in recent memory. I think it's been like 5 or 6 years since we had a Halloween this bad.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the Midwest and it's a Halloween, so you're not Spider-Man. You're Spider-Man in a jacket.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. However, the last few years we've had kind of nice Halloweens. It's been a little chilly, but not too chilly. I'm okay with a little chilly. Like, what we had was goddamn ridiculous.
I always remember pouring rain. That was the big thing That was the big thing I remember when I was still trick-or-treating. It was like, yay, Halloween. Fuck, it's fucking torrential downpour. Cool.
We should move Halloween forward. Like early October.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get rid of Columbus Day and replace it with Halloween.
Let's have double Halloween.
Let's just have month-long Halloween.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Double Halloween.
Woo!
You get 2 days out. You get 2 days to go out and get candy.
Spooky month.
Yes. You get the first of the month and the last of the month.
I fucking love that.
Double Halloween.
That October out here was like, it started off and it was like, man, it's like 70 degrees and it's fucking snowing. On October 31st.
Yes.
Jesus fucking Christ. Why did my ancestors settle in this awful fucking environment?
Because they were insane.
Well, they were Polish, but...
Yeah, they were insane.
Yeah. They came in through Canada.
Yeah. The reason you are where you are is because your ancestors were crazy. That's it. Doesn't matter where you are. That's the answer.
Well, my ancestors got out of Poland in 1918, so I think they kind of got the... They were kind of ahead of the curve there.
I'm sure they were still crazy.
Yes. I don't know if I talked about this.
Not enough root vegetables or too many root vegetables. One of the two.
Yeah, it's like they were like, what? Poland is getting its own country. They're being able to like govern themselves. I'm out.
When I was a little girl in Poland.
I never said this. I don't know if I ever told this story on the cast before, but my great grandfather came over from Italy because he was a draft dodger. I was looking at it and I was doing just some family research and I was talking with my great aunt and we were just going over it and she's like, oh yeah, he came over from Italy in it was 1912, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And we were looking at it and I'm like, and she said he was a draft dodger and I always just assumed it was World War I, right? But it was pre-World War I. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on with that?
Yeah, what war did he die? What war did he die?
Apparently, he was getting sent to East Africa, and he was like, fuck this.
All right, I'm down. I support everyone who dodges the draft.
Yeah. So he came to America, and all of his sons fought in World War II. Yeah, so what the fuck was I talking about? Let's talk about Halloween, double Halloween for a second. I got off on a tangent. I don't know anymore.
Double World War Halloween.
Double World War Halloween. Oh shit, that's a movie and a half right there. Yeah, speaking of Halloween, I actually ended up watching the Jim Jarmusch The Dead Don't Die movie.
Oh yeah. The trailer. So I saw the before. I do want to hear what you said. What you have to say about it. But I saw the trailer of the movie and I was like, okay. So because of that trailer looking very enticing, I bet that movie's gonna be horrible. Fire away.
It's not horrible.
Oh, okay.
It's interesting.
Is it good?
It's a Jim Jarmusch movie. So it's very much like a series of scenes and vignettes. Adam Driver and Bill Murray, when they're on screen, it's pretty good because it's very, their conversations are very metatextual because he's always like, why do you like playing this song so much? He goes, because it's the theme song. And it's like, that's where they leave it at it. And it's like, wait, does he know he's in a movie? And then at the end of it, they reveal that he knows he's in a movie, but yet he still goes through with it. It's very bizarre. I would watch it. You might like it. It's kind of very low key, so it's not really action oriented.
All right.
It's kind of like a zombie movie on Valium.
All right.
Where it's still a zombie movie, and there's still action that's going to play, but you're just kind of like, all right, I get it. You're just kind of numb to the whole experience. So I don't know if that helps with my explanation.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's not like it's not bad. It's not bad at all.
But is it as good as One Cut of the Dead?
No, it's not. I haven't seen One Cut of the Dead.
Oh, we should see One Cut of the Dead.
You know, I have to go watch Thanksgiving movies now. I can't.
There's gonna be. I think Joe Bob's doing a Thanksgiving thing, or
yeah, he usually does. He's
doing, they're doing a new Thanksgiving thing, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, they. I was kind of mad because we wanted to watch the Sleepaway Camp, Joe Bob's Sleepaway Camp, but they took it off Shudder.
Yeah, the licensing goes up and down for a bunch of those movies, which sucks.
Sucks. Whatever. Bullshit.
Streaming services, man.
When I become president, I told you I'm going to redo all copyright law.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So it's all no one gets copyrighted anymore.
I mean, you could just put it back to what it was before Disney fucked it up.
Yeah.
It was fine before that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And actually it's getting back to being fine. So everything right now, I think it's 19. Everything that was made in 1919 is now in public domain.
You think Disney's going to stop? They'll take care of it.
No, I think that
they'll fix you good, Joe.
I think actually they are going to let that go, but they're going to be very, very aggressive in how they're going to do certain things so that it's like Mickey Mouse may go into public domain, but they might like it's going to have to be a certain version of Mickey Mouse, and they're going to constantly reinvent this kind of cycle. So that it's not like their live action movies are just a way of like, so Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs as Disney did it, can't be copyrighted as a cartoon. However, if they do a live action remake using that same story, then they can actually keep up the copyright. So it's not like they can. So anybody could do an animated Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, which they do already, but they can't copy the Disney storyline because they re-upped it in a live action remake. So if that makes sense.
Shenanigans.
It's just copyright shenanigans, whatever. I'm still mad at the fact that Conan's not in public domain. Totally in public domain.
The Barbarian?
Yeah.
How is he not in public domain? Oh, because it's all split up. There's a bunch of I remember we dug into Conan and it's a bizarre amalgam of who owns what of Conan, and a bunch of Conan is public domain, but a bunch of it isn't. It's very interesting. And multiple companies own parts of Conan.
Yeah, and it's the company that had Cronopia that owns like
that's right.
The film rights to Conan, which is bullshit.
Bah, bah, bah.
As I said, I would buy the rights to Conan and I would sell them.
I'm so broken up that King Conan got axed.
Now
that would have been great.
You know, sometimes it's a blessing.
I know, I think it would have been good.
There's a lot of things that would have been good that could have also been horrible and awful and ruined. Like what they keep doing with the Terminator, it's just like, let it die. It's already dead.
They can't. The Terminator comes back.
I know, but that's what I'm just saying. Just let it die. If they let the Terminator die after Terminator 2, like the entire franchise, it'd be amazing. We never have any issues. But they just keep bringing it back, and they keep ruining it over and over.
I like all the Terminators except for the one with Christian Bale.
Terminator Salvation?
That one was really bad.
Yeah, but they're all really bad.
That one was really, really bad.
And Terminator 3?
Terminator 3 was good.
No, it wasn't.
Dude, that was fun. They're just big dumb action movies like that.
Yeah, but the original Terminator and Terminator 2 were not big dumb action movies.
You're correct. They turned into big dumb action movies.
Yeah, and
the first Terminator is just an excellent film, but it's also not an action movie at all.
No,
it's a sci-fi horror movie.
Yeah,
Terminator 2 actually was very. You know what it was? It was the exact same arc of Alien, where the first Alien was a suspenseful sci-fi horror movie.
Yeah,
and then Aliens is it's the same world and some characters, but it's now a sci-fi action movie.
Yeah.
Because Aliens is an action film, as Terminator 2 is an action film to the first Terminator.
Yeah, but Alien 3 was like a really dark, gritty prison drama or prison thriller.
Well, yeah. Well,
a horror movie.
I meant
Terminator 3 was so poop.
Specifically, I mean Alien,
poop,
Aliens,
Steve.
And Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Terminator 3 is not. You should watch it again. I don't think it's as bad as you remember. Especially the opening sequence where they fucking destroy that entire town with the fucking construction thing. That was pretty dope.
It was pretty dope.
That movie's a movie I remember being like, eh. And then like I watched it again later and I was like, oh, this movie's way better than I remember it being.
Nah, if a franchise starts out as a big dumb action movie like Broken Arrow or The Rock,
love Broken Arrow,
or Con Air,
Welcome to the Rock. Oh shit, did you see because Nicolas Cage and the Mandy director are doing another movie.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's this one. It's Nicolas Cage versus rampaging animatronics at a theme park.
That's Five Nights at Freddy's the movie.
It's at a theme park, but yes. That's it looks like it's going to be fucking awesome. I think it's called like Fun Time World or something. Oh man, it's gonna be fucking sick. I can't wait.
Well, I'm still waiting for the Color Out of Space. The Color.
That's gonna be also good. There's so many Nick Cage movies coming out.
Why wasn't that one released for Halloween? Like a mass market release for Halloween.
Did you see The Lighthouse?
I have not yet seen
it.
Alright,
I heard it's good. Yeah. I do want to see it.
Why you just spill your beans?
Everyone says it's everyone who enjoyed The Witch says this movie makes The Witch look like Garbo, so I'm excited.
Well, I was talking to Kevin and I said we should dress up as the guys from The Lighthouse to go see The Lighthouse, like cosplay yes. it. And he goes, "Ooh, that'd be comfortable. They're wearing big sweaters."
That sounds good. You should do it. Are you going to be Willem Dafoe?
Probably. I have a beard, so I'd be Willem Dafoe in that one. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm something of a scientist myself.
And plus I have a craggy look to myself nowadays, so
I love Willem Dafoe.
Yeah. When you get to that ass end of 30, you start getting the Willem Dafoe crags, and you're like,
the aggro crag.
Aggro crag. You got a piece of the crag.
You got a piece of the crag.
To all of our non-American listeners, the aggro crag was the final obstacle in the Nickelodeon show Guts.
I'm sure Guts was available in the overseas.
I was surprised. You know, Oreos weren't like available in the UK till like 1998.
Interesting.
Or like 2000. It was like some. It was like.
Well, wait. What Oreo brand or
Oreo brand? Yeah.
Okay, because they've always had the what's the not Oreo sandwiches?
Oh, Hydrox.
Hydrox. Yeah, I'm sure they had Hydrox.
Probably not. I mean, would you? Well, actually, it is Britain, so they would enjoy eating something that sounds like a medicine.
Yeah.
I mean, Hydrox is not a bad cookie. It just sounds
weird.
It sounds awful.
Yeah.
It's like have some Hydrox. It'll clear up your syphilis.
It kind of sounds sci-fi.
A little bit.
It'd be like good Cyber Monday to you. Please hand me my Hydrox.
Yes. You have one Hydrox biscuit.
You have been allocated three Hydrox.
Hydrox. Now made from camel.
But I have to imagine that they got most of those Nickelodeon shows in the UK because when I was watching most Nickelodeon, and I didn't realize this, but the reason I know so many British shows is because old Nickelodeon was just a bunch of British cartoons.
Yeah, because they were cheap to import over.
Right, so I'd have to imagine that by the time that Guts was on, they were playing Guts on Nickelodeon in the UK.
Yeah, but
that's why I watched, because I saw, you know, Trapdoor and Danger Mouse and like all those cartoons I really like. And
Count
it's just
Duckula?
Like, I fucking love Count Duckula.
It was a terrible fucking show.
Oh man, I love Count Duckula. I haven't seen any of those shows in
Danger
forever.
Danger Mouse is also fucking terrible.
I also really like Danger Mouse. He's a mouse and he looks cool. He has a bomb and an eye patch
and a
secret car.
When I showed Godzilla to my film class
with Godzuki,
no, not Godzuki, the original Godzilla, they kept on going like, "Why does that guy have an eye patch?" And I go, "Well, the eye patch used to be it was a scientist, like it was like he was used to danger, like so you know that he had something like nowadays it's like a bad guy will wear an eye patch, but back in the day he was like he's a scientist who gets down and dirty, like you know that's
he's
like
he's hands on. Yeah, he had an accident in the lab.
He lost his eye." Maybe lost in the war. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. There's a mystery there.
Yeah, he's a mysterious figure. And they're like, that's dumb. This movie's stupid.
Damn kids can't appreciate shit. All they want to see is purple Thanos and Ant-Man run up his ass.
Well, who doesn't want to see that?
I mean, yeah, that's fair.
I want to see Thanos clap cheeks on Ant-Man.
That's true.
Yeah. God almighty. So gaming stuff. I got to get back to gaming stuff really quick. Surprisingly, the Song of Ice and Fire are now, we talked a little bit after Gen Con that they're doing the Baratheon release. So now Cool Mini or Not is actually going through with their full Baratheon release for Song of Ice and Fire. And it is still falling into the awful trope of, hey, so remember that one guy who was a Baratheon? You remember Robert the Baratheon who had the stag helmet with the horns on it? So guess what all of these troops are going to have? Horns on their helmets. I'm like, that's not the way it works.
I mean, yes, that's dumb, but also one of the biggest things with Game of Thrones is like all of the everything should look the same because they're just dudes. Like,
well, I mean, there would be some variation in armor. Don't get me wrong, but it's not like it would be like stylistically different.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all living in the same country.
Yeah.
So you might have like
Like in the same continent. They're close to each other.
They might have the closed face helmet, one guy, but the other one might have the like
visor.
One might have the visor, the other might have the one where it's just like the solid piece of metal you slap down out of your head. Like they're as simple as that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I basically, they should be like, anytime you see historical miniatures, that's what the Game of Thrones guys should look like. And then maybe some specific heraldry on their shields.
Heraldry or the shields, you know, like one might have a square shield, one might have a kite shield, one might have, you know, something, one might have a round shield, something stylistically different, at least.
The HBO show did it really good, where like the,
except season 8. Season 7 and 8.
The costuming. The complaints people had about season 8 were already apparent in the show from season 6 forward, so I don't know what everyone was talking about.
Season 8 was far worse than what happened in season 6.
Yeah, I mean, they wanted to get their insert whatever deal they currently have money.
You didn't hear about what happened?
Well, yeah, they dumped Star Wars cuz they went to they have some sick ass Netflix deal now.
Well, they didn't dump. They got dropped from the Star Wars.
Oh shit! I thought they dumped it.
So the whole thing was Benioff and Weiss did a panel, I think, in Los Angeles, and they basically were like, "Yeah, we had no idea what we were doing. It was like we were learning on the job, and blah blah blah. And we kind of just got tired of it. And it's like, holy shit, dude! You know, like talk about fucking white people privilege of just going up there and being like, oh, yeah, we were just handed this Mega Million Dollar franchise and we got to do this.
It's Hollywood.
Yeah. And it's like, and then second of all, you're not humble about it. Like if they were like, yeah, we don't know how this happened, but we're extremely thankful that we were able. And they weren't any of that stuff. And then so I guess that Kathleen Kennedy was just like, nope, I'm not fucking with these guys anymore. We fucked up already with Solo. We're not going to fuck up again.
Solo.
Yes. Now we're doing The Mandalorian.
That movie was fucking awful.
Solo?
Yeah.
It was very movie. It wasn't awful. It was just movie.
Solo. It did all of the tropes I hate the most in prequels, like in one shot, and it was just like, ugh.
Yeah, but he met Chewbacca.
Right, exactly. It's just like, ugh. Like every time I see something like that, I'm just like, ugh. Like, you know what makes characters interesting? A little bit of mystery. Like a little bit of like, I don't know. Why? And like what, like when you say like, well, how did this happen? And like, if your answer can be, what do you think? that's actually listen here. I know we don't have anyone listening who's a writer for large Hollywood pictures, but if you have a character and you explain, I don't know, 60% of their background, you don't actually ever need to explain the other 40% because as a viewer, they can they are allowed to answer some of those questions themselves.
No, we live in the 2019, Steve. People demand answers. Don't you ever go on message boards?
It's so ridiculous.
Will this ever be explained?
Well, the only good thing about that is that the people who do want that, like, we're like, I need the official canon. They always get blown out by things like, I don't know, why is his name Han Solo? Oh yeah, it's not just a name. It's something really fucking stupid.
Well,
that
when I was writing the character, I was eating a ham sandwich. And I thought his name would be Ham Solo because it's one ham. But then I realized, I can't really have his name be Ham, so I changed it to Han.
I thought it was Han Solo when I was jerking off. And I was like, oh, this could be a name for my Star Wars character. My goiter was just flopping around there. So it's like, now you know why. So A, now you have an explanation for why he has his name, which is ridiculous. People have their name because it's their fucking name, but no, he's got a special reason he has a name, and it's because he was at some fucking Empire checkpoint and the dude was like Han Solo because he's by himself. Solo. It's like that shit is just like beyond infuriating. So like I can't sit there and enjoy the movie because it's the same exact issue I have where there's the movie doing the wink and the nod, but like it's not a wink. It's like they're winking so hard like half their face comes off and the nod is their head hits the ground. It's like, huh? It's like, oh my god.
Well, the problem with Hans with the Solo movie, and I probably have said this on the podcast before, is the fact that it was given to Miller and Lord, the guys who did the Lego movie and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, like these.
Oh, but that movie's good.
Both of those movies are good, right? Right?
Yeah.
So they give Solo the movie. Problem was that Solo was written by Jake Kasdan, the son of Lawrence Kasdan, who has a history with Star Wars. He wrote Empire Strikes Back, friends with Kathleen Kennedy. They've done everything together. This was Jake Kasdan, his son's first big writing movie. And if you know anything about writing in Hollywood, is that your writing, you only get credited as the screenwriter if a certain percentage of the script is yours. And you have to prove it to the Writers Guild. Miller and Lord are very much improvisers. So if they're improvising the dialogue on screen or whatever, he's going to lose that story credit. So Lawrence Kasdan went and complained to Kathleen Kennedy saying, my son's not going to get this writing credit on it. And so Kathleen Kennedy was like, fired Miller and Lord after the movie was complete and brought in Opie to reshoot the entire fucking movie. So it basically.
So you're saying there might be a solo cut out there that's really good?
I guarantee you 100% there's a solo cut out there that's amazing.
Ah,
like
right.
The fact that Paul Bettany played the like the mob boss in that movie. Was recast because it was originally the guy who played Omar from The Wire was playing that character and he couldn't reshoot it because he was doing something else at the time.
Interesting.
So it's a whole different guy playing that character. Like everything is different in there. And so it's an entirely different, probably great movie.
So you're saying we were denied a great solo movie?
Yeah, we were 100% because.
Nepotism.
Because of a white guy in Hollywood didn't get his way. So that's pretty much it. And everyone's like, no, it's probably better this way. And like, no.
This is why I just watch horror movies, man.
No, this is why I'm.
I'm just into horror movies. Like, I as time has progressed, like, I was looking at we're like, hey, maybe we should go see a movie. And I just looked at all the movies I was playing. I was just like, I'm just going to watch a horror movie on Netflix.
This is also why I just listen to audiobooks now. Because that way, all the characters are played by Nicolas Cage in my mind.
Which is sweet.
just like, why is that Space Marine played
Nicolas Cage should do audiobooks.
All right, I'm going to tell you about the old world.
Listen here. We've got to go on an adventure.
Oh, to play Dungeons and Dragons with Nicolas Cage, I think would be pretty fun.
It's probably pretty dope.
It would be dope, right? Yeah. All right. What other game?
Can I be Superman? No.
He played Superman in the Teen Titans animated movie.
Yeah,
so.
You're a bunch of goofsters. That's pretty funny.
All right. What other gaming shit that we got to talk about?
I don't know. That was it.
That was not it.
There was the Chaos models, and that was the Bone Reapers.
That's it.
Bone Reapers.
They got some new 40K stuff coming out too.
Yeah, who cares?
They got the Some Chaos Sorcerers.
Sisters of Battle.
Some Sisters of Battle. They got The Exorcist previewed on that one. I'd be happy. I don't want to necessarily say I'd be happy, but it will tickle my funny bone. It will cause me a chuckle if that Sisters of Battle line comes out after all of this buildup and they don't sell a single fucking model.
No, they're going to sell fucking many, dude. It's not even
going
to
I'm
going to
need the heads so I can make my female Space Marines.
It is going to be the number one fucking 40K army launch ever. Guaranteed.
I'm just excited to play female Space Marines is what I'm going to do.
They can't be female Space Marines. The gene seed.
It's like, look at my Space Marines. They got boobies.
I just love it's like, you know, you're arguing a lot about gene seed.
The Emperor's cummies.
Yes.
yes. By the way, I don't know if I've mentioned this on the cast before, but I've been reading the Solar War series, the Horus Heresy, the battle, whatever it's called, the Battle for Earth, Battlefield Earth.
Nice.
It's actually really fun.
Let's remake Battlefield Earth, but make Nicolas Cage John Travolta's character.
And John Travolta Nicolas Cage's character?
Yes.
Some sort of face-off?
Face-off. You know, it's like face-off where they take each other's faces off and then they have a face-off.
Well, that was, I keep on saying this, but I don't know if we talked about this on the cast, but they're trying to remake face-off, right?
How are you going to remake a perfect film?
Yeah. But here's the thing. I say, this is how you remake it, Steve. It's the exact same movie, except John Travolta and Nicolas Cage switch characters at the beginning. So then, it's just the entire movie, but it's just switched, those two. So it's like Face Off Part 2 is the exact same fucking movie, but just the characters are switched.
I like it.
You see? That would work. That's and people would go see that still.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Just the exact same movie, but you just swap the actors and swap the role. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I was saying the best way of doing it, though, would also be to take two people who are kind of identical anyway and then just put them in the movie. So like
Gemini Man.
So people I can't tell the difference between like.
Yeah. Will Smith. Gemini Man.
Well, like Ariana Grande and Selena Gomez. I'm like, who are who's who? Just put them in Face Off. You can't tell the difference anyway. Or Jessica Chastain and Bryce Dallas Howard. Can't tell the difference between the two of them. Just put them in the movie. We can't tell. You don't even have to do any makeup.
Willem Dafoe and James Franco.
There's some kind of they're kind of scientists.
Yeah, they're kind of scientists themselves.
Oh God, I gotta think. There is some gaming stuff. We gotta have some gaming stuff that I'm missing here.
Nah.
I just haven't wanted to play any games. I've just been so.
Dune came out. I guess we could.
Oh, I was talking with.
I have Dune.
I hate this. Here's something that's annoying to me, and something I have to let go on. I don't bring this up at, like, so this guy at work, he's a big board game guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned I have a board game cabinet at home, and he's like, oh, do you like board games, huh? I'm like, yeah, I have a few. And he's like, well, what kind? I go, well, you know, it all depends. I really haven't that much time to play lately, but I do like, you know, certain Euro games and stuff like that. And he goes, do you like Settlers of Catan? And I was like, yeah, it's a fun game. I was like, I played that and Ticket to Ride and stuff like that. He didn't say it quite like that, but that was me exaggerating.
I mean, I believe it.
And we started talking just a little bit about that. And I'm like, oh, well, have you seen the new Dune release? And he's like, what's that? I'm like, God fucking damn it. Just want to, like, take a bottle and smash it over his head. Like, come on.
Dune, the iconic board game. Yeah.
Like the, and he's like, let's see what Board Game Geek's rating is of it. It's like, no, just look terrific. At it. It's a good game. It's a great game. I don't know. Steve's having some sort of epileptic fit right now.
No, just a yawn.
It was just a yawn.
Just a yawn.
It's because we're here early. You have an extra hour of sleep.
It's true. It's all. I'm all disrupted. I'm discombobulated.
Discombobulated. Yeah. Well, let's see. Oh wow, we got time. We gotta have some filler here. Want to do something we haven't done in a long time?
What's that?
What do a look at tabletop gaming news?
Oh shit,
we haven't done that in forever.
It's true. I hate it.
What are we gonna do for our 200th episode?
I don't know. Nothing.
Well, I mean, that's what we're gonna do, but we should make our fans do some sort of work. Or I shouldn't say fans. I should say casual listeners should do some work for us.
Yes, the listener.
Yeah, the listener.
I don't know. They can decide their favorite jizz statue or something.
Well, that's not really anything to do with the podcast. It should be something to do with the podcast, at least.
All right. The board game that has the components that would most be applicable as jizz statues.
Well, no, that's just, we could do that on any episode. That doesn't have to be the 200th episode. It should be something to do with our podcast, at least. I would say their favorite bits, but then it's always like, it's that one bit you did. And it's like, oh, what episode? I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always the problem. Like, I was, like, trying to think of that, and I couldn't come up with anything on that one. All right. So, here we go. First thing on Tabletop Gaming News, Crimson Company, the Other Side expansion, up on Kickstarter. See, this is the problem with this, is, like, this is all board game news, and I'm just like, what, this game?
Yeah, what's Crimson Company?
I'm assuming it has something to do with a Red Company. Or some sort of castle. That's what it looks like. There's a castle on there. Like, this is all literally Kickstarter. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's all everything.
The game
it's
and the robot
Kickstarter,
card
Kickstarter,
game
Kickstarter.
Up on Kickstarter. Portal Games post Stronghold Undead Kickstarter preview.
Yeah, it's all Kickstarters, man.
Oh,
and,
man.
And I don't do Kickstarter no more.
Yeah, and there's a lot of fucking board game shit. Holy crap.
Yeah, I don't.
There's too many board games out.
I actually canceled two. When Kickstarter did their union busting, I actually had two active pledges that I canceled.
Yeah, good. Dear world, there are too many board games. Please eliminate six.
Have the Rolling Stones killed.
Knight Models announces Batman Miniatures Game Third. Batman Miniatures Game Third Edition. The best thing about this is, and I think I'm gonna say Polar Bear because I think he still runs Tabletop Gaming News.
Yeah, I mean, it's his website.
It's
so
his
I'd
website. Yeah,
so.
I don't know. He may have taken some sweet retirement money and fucked off to, you know, Thailand or something like that.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm going to laugh at this, though, because it says the miniatures is spelled wrong on here, and that's perfect for the Batman miniatures rule set.
Yeah, that's flawless.
That's flawless. That's,
yeah.
Like, perfect.
Yeah.
I wonder if he did that on purpose because of how awful that fucking rule set is. If you wish an activation, you have to choose one of four activation tokens.
The 7-3 is the D6 roll.
What? What? Paizo Post Pathfinder 2nd Edition Errata already.
Yeah, that happens fucking super fast these days.
And we didn't really cover Pathfinder when it switched over to 2nd Edition. I know really nothing about that 2nd Edition of that game. They can't have changed that much.
They did, actually. They
did
changed,
they?
Yeah, they changed quite a bit. It is, I guess the easiest. So, if Pathfinder was 3.75,
okay.
This is a different 4th Edition.
Ooh, that's not a good thing.
That's what it. Well, it is. It is. It's a different. It's if fourth edition. So, if Dungeons and Dragons fourth edition had been a progression instead of a wild left turn,
a swing.
Yes, we got a wild left turn, and that was what we got as Dungeons and Dragons fourth edition. This is fourth edition as a progression of the system. So it's still very much crunch. But what they did is they streamlined a lot of like gibbly bits. Yeah, you get to do a lot more with your character, like when you like are building it. There's a.
Do you get to pick a favorite song?
You can. You don't get any in-game bonuses, so most Pathfinder players don't bother though.
Smoke on the water. Fire in the sky.
It's good. Well, here's the problem with it though. Is it's good, but it's kind of too late. Like fifth edition has absolutely like cast aside. Like
I don't think so. There are people who still want crunch. They want that game.
Those
crunch.
People are still just going to play Pathfinder. They're not going to get the second edition.
You think so?
Yeah. That's the problem. It's not that it's because anyone who's super into the 3.0 style D&D crunch, they're just going to play the previous edition of Pathfinder.
Because I know that's the big split between Dungeons and Dragons and Pathfinder is that Dungeons and Dragons is role playing. Pathfinder is a board game, essentially.
There's still a lot of rules in fucking D&D 5th.
Well, I know.
That's the thing. D&D 5th is a D&D 5th is a very rules heavy system, but the heaviness is concealed. It's like it's obfuscated. It's like you don't.
Yeah, but and there's not a shit ton of there's not like Pathfinder where you're like I have this and this and this and this and it's gonna combo this.
There
and do
actually
this.
Is, but there it's broken up in such a way that like most people don't like. So with D&D, it has just as much ridiculous crunch as Pathfinder. The difference is it has the crunch in D&D is discovered. It's not front loaded. So like when you look at a Pathfinder character sheet, it's like holy shit, there's a ton of stuff on here. When you look at a D&D character sheet for a level one character, you're like, oh, there's not that much. By the time you get to a higher level, you're like, oh, it's just as complicated.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing is it's front loaded in Pathfinder, so people don't have to think. That's the whole thing. People are like. I don't have to role play out of this situation because I have this daily and I have this fucking whatever ability.
I've played enough fifth edition to tell you people don't role play out of their. they just like I use my sword. They look at their character sheet, see what item or spell they have, and they use that.
Well, yeah, that's exactly it. So in
if you want to role play, you need to play a system that is a role playing system like Fate or something like that. Like the second you give your characters a whole bunch of stats, it's over. Like it's over. You're not. But that's fine. Like Dungeons and Dragons is excellent for what it is, which is going on adventures and having fights. That's what that game is. That game is like if you want your game to be going on fantasy adventures and having fights, D&D is what you want.
Well, and that's the funny thing. I've been playing the Tales from the Loop with this gaming group. The kids at my school, and I've outright told them at the beginning. I go, you cannot fight in a situation. Your character is 11 years old. Like. You try and take a swing at me, I'm going to laugh at you. Mm-hmm. Like you can't gang up on someone. They're going to kill you
unless they have a gun.
Well, there's no guns in this system. We're not going to do that. That's just like not something I want to approach. There will be no guns allowed.
Like what do you want to fight? A horse-sized bee or a bunch of bee-sized horses?
Ooh. Bee-sized horses. You can just step on them.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
No, it's what would you like to fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? That's the question. Because you know ducks are not small, but they're not like so small that you can ignore them. So if you got 100 ducks coming at you, that's the problem.
Ducks. Yeah. I love ducks.
They have giant penises.
Corkscrew dicks. Psh, fire out.
Yeah, they got like multiple ones too. They're a very, very odd animal.
I like ducks. I also like that they involuntarily make their quack noises as they walk. Yeah, it's fantastic. Absolutely great.
Yeah, I don't know, Pathfinder 2 is it'll do well. It's well enough.
Yeah, it came out. It's like, eh. Yeah, it's if you liked Starfinder, most of the changes they made between Pathfinder, like Starfinder was the precursor to Pathfinder 2.
Yeah.
So that's basically what it is.
Ooh, WizKids announces D&D Icons of the Realm, Volos and Mordenkainen's Foes sets.
Yes.
Those sets are really great, but they're coming out way too fast, way too furious on those.
Well, they release often, but they don't have they don't go wide like with the numbers. So like there's like 13 or so pre-painted mini sets, but I think 11 of them are currently out of print.
Yeah.
And they like they go in and out of print. So it's not that bad. It's like there's a lot of them, but like they're one of those things where like those are you can just keep going because it doesn't matter, because people like when you're looking for D&D minis like that, you just grab a couple booster boxes and you're done.
I really like the terrain sets that they put out.
The terrain sets are nice.
Those are really fucking nice.
There's a gas station coming out, which is pretty good. I don't know what the fuck I'd use it for, but it's a gas station.
You'd use it for your Fallout.
I already have a gas station for Fallout.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, I have the Red Rocket scene. It's the big Red Rocket gas station with the fuel pumps and stuff. I have it already.
It's too big to use for Gaslands, so
it's true.
Yeah,
Asslands.
I just that game is so silly.
Gaslands.
That's
the one where you play with the diecast cars.
Yeah,
right?
I love the concept behind it, but it's like I don't know. It's like I feel like my son is too young to really appreciate it.
Just make a Hot Wheels track, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you want to play with diecast cars, just make a Hot Wheels track.
It's fun.
Yeah. Get like a big with those big orange sticks and then put them down the stairs.
No,
and
dude, they're ridiculous now. Those the Hot Wheel sets. Holy shit. Yeah. I was looking at them. They're fucking nuts. They've got like loop-de-loops and
it's
like
It's not the same though. Like it's not the same as building like a big long fucking track down the stairs with you know and all that stuff, and then once you're done with it and you get bored with it, you take the orange pieces and then you hit each other with them.
That's true.
Until you get welts, and then you have to get examined by DCFS because their teacher's like, those welts don't look. It's like, no, me and my sister were hitting each other with the orange strips.
It's the Hot Wheel sticks.
It's the Hot Wheels. Like, it has nothing to do with my parents.
It's just like those old 12-inch plastic rulers from any of the workshop box sets.
Oh,
kids were hitting each other with those in seconds.
Within moments. Yeah.
It's like, no, those are for measuring your toys. Stop hitting each other.
My favorite thing is when you'd have the big foam terrain and they would just stick the stick all
the
way through.
Oh, no.
Just like, you could see them too, like, in their head, they're like, pointy stick, styrofoam, pointy stick.
Just sliding in there and just like, no,
god damn it.
I remember there was one table where some kid stuck the stick in halfway, so I just shoved the stick in all the way and then spackled over the hole. I was like, this stick is gonna live in this terrain now.
You have found a home.
Yeah this hole was made for you.
Yeah, that's I was fairly impressed with a lot of the terrain sets that I saw for Mordenkainz. Like, they did a graveyard set recently and I was like, oh, this is a really
Goblin village is really cool.
Goblin village? Gobbos?
Yeah,
there's Gobbos?
There's a goblin village. It's really cool. So are you going to make your Knoblar list? 180 Knoblar?
180 Knoblars. No, fuck that. No,
come on, do it. Do it.
I don't want to...
Do it.
You know my biggest problem with AOS are the monolists, where it's just like, for this list to be... For this list, you have to paint 180 of the same fucking model over and over again. It's like, I don't want to do that.
Well, there's a lot of different goblin or Knoblar models.
I know, but still, it's just 180 Knoblars. I don't want to paint 180 Knoblars. And that's like my problem with what's a fucking anything. It's just, oh, you have to have a block in this, and you have to have four blocks of 30 states troopers, sword and board troopers. Like, I don't want to do that. I just do not want to do that. That's boring as shit to me. And I think that there needs to be some sort of change with Age of Sigmar for like the next edition. Like, if the dude...
I mean, there's plenty of lists. There's plenty of lists where you don't have to do things that are that ludicrous. And there's but the problem is there are very strong lists that are like it's three blocks of 60 of the same guy.
Yeah, but, like the fucking Bone Reaper guys.
But
like,
they're not the only way you can play.
I know
the list. And usually they're definitely not the only competitive list. So yeah. Like it's not that bad.
I mean, I don't mind the stank list because it's my stank list because it's only four stanks, right? Yeah. And I could paint each one differently. It's not like I have to paint each stank exactly the same.
No, you have to paint them exactly the same.
No, mine are going to have poofy pants. Poofy pants stanks.
If a stank would wear, you got to do the meme. If a steam tank wore pants, would it wear it like this?
Or like this? Actually, I'm going to make that meme.
It's good.
Because would it be on the bottom?
Yeah.
Or would it be on the back?
Yes, that's exactly. The question. Oh, covering the engine.
That's what I'm saying. Covering the engine on the back. Or
I like it.
It's like if a centaur wore pants.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, that's it. It's the same thing. You know, most of the lists aren't that bad. Like they're that's uncommon. And usually a lot of those are like they're novelty lists. Like yeah. that list is for someone who had a Noblar army already.
Well, who had the Noblar army? The Noblar army that was unofficial in like one issue of White Dwarf.
Oh, no, it was official. And then it became unofficial after they did, because they had the, that was like the huge blow up back in the day. It was because they did, they had that list, but they also had the special character who let you take lead belchers as core. And there was the army was that special character. And then like 20 units of two lead belchers. And it was the most busted army ever.
Jesus Christ.
But the White Dwarf issue after that one there were an article and they were like, no, this, like all of the articles in White Dwarf, are just fun optional rules to use for your games and not for tournaments. So that created like, that was like a massive blow up where people were like, what the fuck? Because like people have just been using, like if rules came out in White Dwarf, it was official, like you could use it. So like the like there were so many army lists that like there was that was on that day army lists were shaken and destroyed.
As I've always said, never let British people make your rule set.
Well, it was okay until they were like, no. Dwarf stuff's not official.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like they think it's all just, this is just fun and games. But in America, this is just a hyper,
it's for real.
It's for real, man. This is a hyper competitive environment that we live in.
This isn't a game, man. It's for real.
People don't make armies for fun here. And if they do, they have an ultra competitive army that they keep on the side. They're like, yeah, I made my baseball ogres for fun, but here is my ogre army list that it's undefeated.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Here's my list. Here's my 40 lead belcher list.
Yeah. Oh no, Shadespire is the ultimate competitive miniatures game, but it's really just for fun. Have you been to a Shadespire tournament? There's no such thing as fun in an Underworlds tournament.
No.
It's miserable. I don't know why people play these games. They're just miserable all the time. I just like to paint the little eyes on the figures.
I'm painting your silver pants blue.
I like how people like use that to make fun of me, but I'm like, no, that's exactly what it's like.
Yeah.
And you say that while you're painting it too.
Yeah.
They
can't use it to make fun of you. That's just what you're doing.
Yeah. And he's using a brush all wrong. And no one uses a magnet that big, a magnifying glass that big when they're painting. Not pants. Pants are the easiest thing to see on the fucking model. Why are you using a magnifying glass to see the pants?
I don't know. He's a rookie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I know it's always.
He's recently gotten into the hobby.
Maybe he did get. Now, not 40-year-old virgin. Trust me. He's been in the hobby for a long time.
Well, no, that he might have recently started painting, because I know, because I have a coworker who's in his 30s, I think, and he has a bunch of miniatures, never painted a single one of them.
Well, that's Dan Delanois.
Yes, but Delanois into the hobby part. This guy has like, he just got like a bunch of pre-painted, and they're like, or not pre-painted, they're the pre-primed.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you ever gonna paint those? And he's like, maybe.
That's one thing that drives me nuts is when I don't know about you, whenever you're watching, like, so my wife likes watching the big Great British Baking Show,
mm-hmm.
and there was a guy who was like painting blue, like this cake with some dye or whatever like mm-hmm. that, and I'm like, this brushwork is making me nauseous to watch him. I see it every once in a while, like I'll watch like a video of someone doing something or other, and I'm just like watching the brush technique, and I'm like, holy fuck, this guy needs to take a fucking lesson on how to use a brush.
Yeah, I don't know. I imagine painting a cake might be different.
You know, but it's like he was using like a Kolinsky sable brush. It was a little bit bigger. It was probably like size 3. But he was definitely like, he was like, it was like the dunk.
Oh, no.
I'm like, ah.
Well, you might have to do that because he might not be using something that has the consistency of paint.
I'm just saying, watching it makes you nauseous.
Fair. Yeah. It's like when the kids took the flat brush and just jammed it into the paint thing and just started spreading it on his rhino. And I'm like, no. No.
Yeah.
Stop. He's already dead.
There was actually one I was watching. One of the guys I watch on YouTube is a art restorer. And he's like, I use the smallest brush that I have to touch up the paint. And it's like a size 4. And I'm like, fuck you. I mean, he's good. He's really good at his job. And he has good brush technique. But I'm like, that's not a small brush. Fuck you.
That brush isn't small. I'll show you a small brush.
Here's my 000.
I have a brush called the Psycho.
I was talking with this one person. They were like, oh, what size brush do you use to do the eyes? I'm like, because I had some models and they were looking at it. They're like, oh, you must use a really tiny brush. I'm like, no, I use a size 1 to do the eyes. And they're like, what?
Yeah, it's about the point, not the size of the brush.
Exactly. And it's just like, these are just things you learn. These are just I'm a grizzled veteran.
I do have the tiny brush, the Psycho for eyes, because it lets you rapid fire through them very quickly. You just go boop, boop. Yeah, exactly. You just get to fire because you don't need to do any. There's no brush control necessary because the bristles are so small. You just go bloop, 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 bloop. It's for speed.
Yeah. All right. So I got one last thing I wanted to talk about. So I've mentioned this before on the cast. I know I have. Is that I read the series called the First Law series by Joe Abercrombie. It's a fantastic...
Ann Fitch?
What? No, not Ann Fitch. It's a fantastic, grimdark fantasy world that kind of... And the new book just came out with it. So there's an original trilogy. It's called the First Law trilogy.
Oh, yeah. You've talked about this before.
Yeah. Really good. Then they did a bunch of standalones that were, like, take place in the world. There's three standalones and a collection of short stories. He just started the second trilogy of it with his new book, and it's fucking fantastic. I highly recommend it to anybody. The audiobooks are fantastic, and it's just it's a fun read. He's a very great writer. It's very grimdark.
Is the narrator Brian Blessed?
No, it's not. No. I have yet to listen to the new Go Trek book with him, by the way, but I will eventually.
Hell yeah!
No, it's really good, and it's my recommendation of the month or whatever I'm reading currently. So, check it out for sure. It's a really fun read. It's got a very old world vibe to it, but it's not. It's not typical fantasy. There are no elves. There are no dwarves. It's like a fantasy world gradually transitioning to, I don't want to say gunpowder, but like that kind of
industrialized
society in this trilogy. The first trilogy is very much like a pre-gunpowder civilization, and now it's kind of the gradual transition. So I highly recommend it. So is that it? Do we got anything else we need to talk about?
I don't know. I guess it's Christmas time now. It's Christmas time. We started Halloween. Now it's Christmas.
And now it's Christmas. Well, it's not. It's the one we got Thanksgiving. We got to have some Thanksgiving movies.
Thanksgiving skipped now.
Thanksgiving skipped. Good, because I fucking hate Thanksgiving. It's like, let's take all of our food and make it to the consistency of mush so we can shovel it down our gullet faster.
I very much like Thanksgiving, but we've slowly drifted away from Thanksgiving food.
Yeah.
So we still have Thanksgiving, but like we don't have like the standard like Thanksgiving quote unquote spread. Although the last time I had turkey at Thanksgiving was spatchcocked turkey, and let me tell you, the difference between baking a spatchcocked turkey and a not. Like I had never heard about this until I saw someone talking about how to do like a real good turkey for Thanksgiving. He's like, you know, people don't, you know, turkey's dry or this part's not good. And he's like, let me tell you about this is spatchcocking. And then something I'd never heard of before. And there was a place that was a local butcher. They had not really local. It was in Oak Park, but there was an Oak Park place that had a butcher that had they got their turkeys from a local farm, like real close little place, and that's where I would get my turkey, and they spatchcocked it for us, and we did two Thanksgivings with that turkey, and let me tell you, fucking phenomenal. When you cook a spatchcock turkey, like when you're eating it, it's like, oh, this is what turkey's supposed to be. I think this is why people eat turkey, because it's a huge difference.
Never stuff your turkey. That's my rule.
You can't stuff a spatchcock turkey.
No, you cannot.
Yeah, and it makes all the difference in the world. I had no idea how much just like a simple change, like doing that and like just cooking it properly with spatchcock, it cooks the turkey perfectly all the way through. Every bite of the turkey is juicy and delicious.
Every bite is juicy and delicious.
I mean, I don't eat meat anymore, but like, yes, if I did, I would spatchcock the shit out of the turkey.
Well, you wouldn't eat my turkey because my turkey is just covered in butter, pretty much. It's I cook it upside down, covered in butter, no stuffing, and it's really good. But I don't like the I think beer can turkey. I think that's a gimmick.
Isn't that where you like stuff the beer can in the turkey?
Yeah, and you cook it on. Yeah, it's, on
the, yeah, yeah. No, I'm not a fan.
Nah.
But yeah, as my family has moved away from the traditional Thanksgiving, the only thing that is maintained is mashed potatoes. Which I mean, it's mashed potatoes. Like, yeah. It's good. Like, you can't. It's mashed potatoes are good. There's nothing you can do about that one.
Yeah. I mean, the amount of cream cheese I put into my mashed potatoes is unhealthy at best. Cream cheese and garlic. So, as I say, if a recipe calls for, no recipe should call for one clove of garlic. The only recipe that should call for one clove of garlic is a recipe called one clove of garlic. And in that case, add two.
That's right. Use a second.
Yes. All right. So go to the Game Classy Podcast Facebook page. It's the best way you can get in contact with us to live, laugh, and love with us. Like, comment, and subscribe. You could like, comment, subscribe on the iTunes and also on the YouTube. For some odd reason, people like going to YouTube. We've talked about this before. I don't get it. I just literally put it on there. I mean, it'd be great if we did like miniature restoration. There's a guy on YouTube who does miniature restorations. So he takes like a miniature that someone will send like a really bad paint job and he will try to fix it.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, because he's just as bad as the original guy.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, he's not terrible. He's mediocre.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty funny on that end. So yeah, like, comment, subscribe on the iTunes, like, comment, subscribe on the YouTubes. You can also listen to sister podcasts. We have Shin Play on Neo podcast.
Episode's coming up soon.
Steve and his crew are going to be talking about Fatal Fury or King of the Fighters.
Oh, no, the Outer Worlds.
Outer Worlds.
Yeah,
that's what you're going to be talking about now?
It's all about the Outer Worlds.
What is Outer Worlds? It's a new game, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's made by the guys who made New Vegas.
New Vegas, yeah.
Yeah, it's Obsidian. It's really good. You should play it.
What is an RPG?
It's an FPS RPG, just like New Vegas, but it's really good. Like, you should play it.
I want to play like a spaceship. That's what I want to play.
There is a spaceship. You don't actually get to control the spaceship. Though, no. But there is a lot of... You should play it. It's right up your alley, I think.
I always think of the spaceship from Mass Effect, where it's just like I'm going from system to system and scanning the system for
resources. Yeah, there's no spaceship minigames, which is nice. It is just a... It's your fast travel hub, basically. Yeah. Your spaceship is...
I should really give Mass Effect 2 another play. I haven't played that in a long time.
You should play The Outer Worlds instead.
Okay.
Let me tell you, The Outer Worlds is... It's really fucking good.
I have a choice of either playing a video game or painting Empire Poofy Pants.
In this case, I think you should pause the Poofy Pants and play The Outer Worlds.
You would think so, but I have to paint Poofy Pants.
I know you were compelled to paint the Poofy Pants.
I got to get through my Empire Army. Then we also have Deconstructing Daycare, which is about watching kitty cartoons and trying to figure out what the fuck is going on there. My kid was Rubble from Paw Patrol for Halloween. So.
I don't even know what that means.
It's a character. He cosplayed.
Yeah. Why am I supposed to reward this shitty cosplay with candy?
My daughter went as Dipper from Gravity Falls.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think I would have went as someone from Over the Garden Wall. It's 50 year anniversary of Over the Garden Wall.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Potatoes and molasses.
Potatoes and molasses. I just want to go as a giant pumpkin head guy.
Yeah. You should. Guy. Yeah. Be great. That show, the best thing about that show is like how sinister it is, and it's like, but it's not. It is. Yeah. It's like, it is, but it's not.
That's a good Halloween / Thanksgiving thing to watch. Yep. It's kind of more of Thanksgiving than Halloween.
It starts at Halloween and ends in Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I mean, with our current really shitty weather right now, we kind of miss that good fall weather. I need to move to Vermont. That's where I need to move. Get a good fall in Vermont.
Isn't Vermont very snowy?
Yeah, but it's not cold snowy.
Hmm.
It's just not
it's like it's just barely cold enough to snow.
Yeah,
oh,
you get nice. You get a nice fall in New England. Yeah, and I got to talk like this, a New England accent.
Then you gotta have what is it? The Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's like super. Vermont is super liberal, but also like super about guns.
Hey, I mean,
yeah,
you know, you gotta have guns.
That's why I kind of want to move to Vermont or Portland is the other place I want to move to, but that's
Portlandia.
That's completely different. I would just like to.
You want artisanal beans?
I do want artisanal beans. If I had a source of income that allowed me to move to the West Coast, I would. But I do not, so I'm sadly stuck in Chicagoland.
Looks like no artisanal beans for you.
I can still get artisanal beans, but
they're not the same, you know.
Why you just spill the beans? All right, guys. So Steve, until next time.
I don't know. I'm tired.
It could be bigger than Pokemon.
I mean, that is become the traditional sign off, but yeah, all right. It could be bigger than Pokemon.
Game classy.